I really wish y'all knew how many takes it really took for me to get an intro out. I go through a lot. Let the show begin. Welcome back, y'all. And today's episode is going to be focused on gap years because after 15 years of trying to decide what I'm going to do after college and me coming into my last 70 days of college, I'm taking a gap year. It was a very hard decision. It was a very long decision. It was dreadful, but I'm happy that I just finally made it. I'm happy that I'm secure in my decision, and I'm excited for what the future holds. I'm excited for this year, 365 days that I don't have to worry about anything. Like, I want to have it all together. I want to use this year to get myself together spiritually, financially, mentally. I just want to get myself prepared before I take that next step into actually joining the world. I've been sheltered for 21 years, and after this year, it's time for me to join the world. It's time for me to man up, and it's time for me to show the world what I have to offer, because I feel like I have a lot to offer. So we're just going to start off with a couple frequently asked questions about gap years. So what is a gap year? A gap year is when you're in the in-between stage of graduating and going to that next step, and you're taking a time to yourself to basically prepare yourself for the future, figure out what you want to do, and work out a game plan. For me, in my particular situation, during this year, I want to save up to $10,000. I want to make sure that I'm mentally ready to go to law school and that I can handle the pressure. And I want to make sure that I'm in a good headspace before I go to such a stressful environment. Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm the type of person where I can literally talk myself out of anything. No matter what it is, I can justify not wanting to do it. And once I pretty much make up my mind and I talk myself out of doing it, I will not look back. Okay? I will go through with the decision. So that's why I need this time to myself to really work through what I need to work through so that I can go on to the next step and be as successful as I know I can be. Question number two. What made you decide to take a gap year? Personally, I didn't make my decision until I spent the summer in Washington, D.C. at Howard University. Y'all, they were not playing with us. We had this one professor that treated us like we were his first year law students. That man was not playing with us. He was making sure that we knew all the material that he was handing out. He was giving us packets of cases, and he wanted us to know everything. We had to be prepared for the questions that he was going to ask. Like, we literally had class until about 6 p.m. that night, and then we would take an hour to eat, and then at 8 o'clock, we're meeting up downstairs to do a group homework session until about 11, maybe even 12. If we procrastinate, we up a little later. We had debates. Oh my God. He tore us apart. I remember just giving up on my debate. Like, it was my turn. And I thought I had it together. Like, I had it all on the paper. I was getting ready. I was prepping myself. I have this. I really thought I had that. Like, I was prepared. But then the very first sentence, he tore it apart. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? So how did that work if this is the... I was in there looking stupid as hell. And I felt so embarrassed. And I was like, man, I hate this nigga. Like, I was so pissed. Like, I hate you. I don't want to do this. And I'm thinking, all these niggas in this class probably think I'm so dumb. But then when we get together, and the more I got to know them, and the more we would talk about our experiences at the beginning, we were just like, we were all in the same boat. We were together. He held all of us. Only a few of us got praise. So once I kind of understood that I'm not going through this alone, that's when I got a little comfortable with being uncomfortable. But after that summer, I told myself, Des, I don't know if you're prepared to go to law school right after college. I don't know if you have the headspace for law school right after college. I don't know if you can handle the stress. So you need to contemplate a gap year. And during that experience, we had mentors and we talked to different people who are like in law firms and different lawyers and different types of lawyers and judges and just different people in the profession of law. And we got to talk to them and ask them questions. And I often asked about, what was your journey? Did you take a gap year? And one of our mentors, he said he took 2 years. One of them said she went straight through the school. One person said he did a pipeline program where he worked at a law firm and they paid for him to go to law school and they helped him take his bar. And then next, you know, he had a job. And I considered all these options. Like, I took all of these into consideration when I was deciding if I needed to stay or need to go. And after about a year, I was just like, okay, yeah, I need to stay. I really do. After doing my research and finding out what was best for Destiny, I said I need to stay. And when I talked to my parents about it, they weren't assholes about it. My mom, she understood. She basically was like, you know, if you want to go through. We support you. We got you. And if you want to stay and figure it out, then go ahead. You know, you can stay with us. And you can use this time to get together. And in my head, I'm thinking, you ain't even got to tell me twice because I already know. There was even a time when I had planned to do a certification. I kind of changed my mind because I didn't feel like going into debt for this program. And I didn't really know if this was really what I wanted to do or if it's just what I thought I wanted to do because it would look better on my application. So after like some long deliberation and calculations and talking to the people at the school and talking to my mom and talking to, you know, a lot of people, I was just like, yeah, I'm going to consider this. I'm going to keep this as a second option. But I think I should just go through with my gap of just no school. Because I personally need it. I know me. And I know that, sis, I need a break from school. I've been in school since I was, what, four? Maybe three, four? No, four. I can't do it. I can't do it. So that program really helped me realize that, Des, maybe it's best for you to take this time at home. Find yourself. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Practice a little bit. Study a little bit. That was another thing. When I was in D.C. and we were taking our LSAT classes and I found myself dozing off and losing focus, I was like, oh no, baby, you can't be doing this. You can't be doing this. Not for the LSAT. You need to try to learn these methods. You need to try to keep up. And that's when I realized, like, I needed that extra time. I need that personal tutor. And I need to invest into myself. If I know I need a personal tutor, then maybe I should take this break to hire one so that he can help me or she can help me or they can help me study for my LSAT, because I need that one-on-one training. I knew that I couldn't learn in that environment. So I'm going to take the steps necessary to get that extra training. And I can do that during my year. And I can have a consistent schedule. And I can discipline myself. And I can really get ready to take my ass to law school. So what are the pros and cons of taking a gap year? Because I have not taken it yet, I cannot fully answer that question. But based off the people that I've talked to in my research, the pros is everything I just said before. Everything. All that. Mental, spirit, financial. Cons. I know that I have a history of procrastination. And hopefully, prayerfully, please, God, I hope that I do not procrastinate this break. I hope I can achieve all of my goals. So that's a big con. Getting lost in everything and not achieving your goals.
and now you're out of school for 7 years talking about I'm going next year. That's how some people do it. I'm not knocking nobody's journey, but I know Destiny, and I know that Destiny can, if it's more than 3 years, I'm not doing it. I know me. I'm not. That's just me. Everybody's journey is different. There might be a person who took 7 years and then went and is successful and has more money than I can ever imagine. But me, no. And I guess that kind of goes into the pro about the gap year, because you're taking time to understand. Actually, I wouldn't even say a pro. Taking that out. I guess that will go with knowing yourself. When making your decision, you need to know yourself and how you are as a person. I know that if I would have pushed myself to take the test, to get my finances in order, and to go straight through law school, I bet by midterms of that first year, and this is not me knocking myself, this is me being honest with myself. This is not coming from an insecure place, this is coming from an honest place. If I were to go straight through to law school, I would probably have a mental breakdown by midterms. And I'm not even playing with y'all. I'm not exaggerating. I would have probably had some type of anxiety attack, and I would have dropped out. And I'm not doubting myself. I'm not downing myself. I just know me. I've been in school back to back to back to back to back. And I get that some people don't have the luxury of making this decision. But I'm blessed to say that I do. And that my parents are allowing me to get my life together in their home. And they're allowing me to find myself. And I appreciate that. Because I don't know what I would do without it. I need this year. It's time for me to set up boundaries and goals for myself and stick to them. And I'm so optimistic about this year because I feel like I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to go to law school. I know I do. And I'm going to keep that motivation to go to law school. So I'm going to do it. I just need this year. Question 3. What do you plan to do during your gap year? I want to volunteer more. I want to volunteer with the Detroit Justice Center and just see how that works. I've been interested in about 2 years, and of course I've talked myself out of actually volunteering, so I'm going to stick through with that. I might look for a couple of internships and jobs just so I can start saving that money. I want to travel. I don't know where I want to go yet, but I just want to leave the country at least once next year. At least once. I want to go to Curl Fest. I want to go to OVO Fest. I want to go to All Fest. I am determined to make summer 2020 the best summer I've had since summer 16. And even summer 16 was in because I had to go to school July 31st. I'm sorry. July 28th. So summer 16 was abrupt. Okay? So summer 20, I'm going to manifest that it's going to be a great one. Putting it in the air now. It has to be. It has to be. And one of my biggest goals for this break is to work on a purposeful relaxation. Okay? I'm going to repeat that. I want to work on a purposeful relaxation. I want to slow down and uncomplicate my life without the stress of people, classes, books, teachers, Wilberforce. Okay? Wilberforce. I want to just be able to chill. Maybe learn to meditate. Get a daily routine. Go to the gym. Get on a diet. Okay? Drink a little bit more water. Reconnect with some old friends. Cozy up with Theodore. Do something. Start hiking. Pick up a hobby. Find a hobby. Date. I don't care. I just want to be able to just have a purposeful relaxation. Okay? Maybe I'll volunteer at a school and tell them about my... I don't know. I just...
Your girl needs to relax. I've been so wound up and uptight for the past 4 years of my life that I need to chill. The month after I graduate from school, I ain't doing shit for 30 days straight. Nothing stressful. Like, I'm still gonna, like, you know, try to start the gym thing and the diet thing and all that, blah, 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 blah. But, like, I'm talking about, like, just that's it. No working, no babysitting, no nothing. Just focusing on me. That whole first 30 days. And then I'm gonna get into the other shit. I just need 30 days. Is that asking for too much? Because, like, in my head, it sounds good, but out loud, it's like, okay, are you asking for too much? But then again, this is my journey, and it's going to be your journey if you decide to do this, if you're already doing this. If you're already doing this and listen to this, let me, talk to me, okay? Reach out to me. Reach out to me, y'all, okay? I've been wanting y'all to reach out to me. I do. But we'll proceed. Should you take a gap year? I'm all for it. I'm team gap year. I really am. And for those who take it, just be sure it's what you want to do. That's the best thing you can do. Be 100% sure. Talk to whoever you need to talk to. Don't let too many people influence your decision, though. You have to, like with me, I talked to about 6 people. And some people might say that's a lot, but those 6 people helped because it was 6 different stories. I had 2 friends who went straight to grad school. I had a mentor who took 2 years before law school. I had a mentor. She went straight through. My mom, she took some time. My brother, he took some time. And my sister-in-law, she took some time before going back to grad school. And now she's flourishing. She's experienced. She has the repertoire. Come on, y'all. Y'all know this word is hard. She has the repertoire for it. And she's ready. And she doesn't regret taking a couple years off. She had to do what she had to do. And now she's top of that class. So, do what's best for you. That's all I can honestly say. Because you deserve it. If you're anything like me, an anxious ball of mess, you need this. I need this. I suck at giving advice. Like, I'll be trying to appeal to everyone. That's my biggest, that's a whole nother topic, but that's the truth. This thing called life is difficult, y'all. It's so difficult, especially being a college student. The movies make it seem like we got it set right after we graduate from this bitch. They make it seem like we going into the careers, mother. Like, we making 7 figures. They had me thinking I was going to walk out this bitch with the offer to be a lawyer immediately. Like, fuck law school, fuck the bar, bitch, you got your bachelor's. Okay? But no, I just got to put a little extra elbow work into it. You know, get my life together a little bit more. And then I'll get the 7 figures. I'll get it one day. Stay optimistic during this break, y'all. Please. Please stay optimistic. You can achieve your goals. You can abide your boundaries. And you can get ready for that next step. And you can do it. It's going to happen. You're going to go. I'm going to go. I'm excited. I'm so excited, y'all, because I'm so stressed out. I'm just ready to just chill. That's why, if you follow me on social media, I count down the days. I'm going to have a separate segment about, you know, my 4 years here and why I'm just so eager to go. I'm going to do that separately because I just kind of want to stay on topic here. But yeah, I'm excited for it. And if you're contemplating it and you guys want to talk about it, hit me up. Let's talk about it. If you're like me and you were stuck for about a year about whether or not you could do it, let's talk about it. If you want to go straight through, then go straight through. Shit. I wish I had your strength. I pray for your strength. Because if I could do it, I most definitely would. I'm not going to say I can't. I just know right now I'm unable to. I'm not in the headspace to. So, if this doesn't apply to you, if you're going straight through, have fun. Enjoy it. And I wish you the best of luck. And if you need a care package, hit me up. Okay? I'll send you one. Because I know how hard that next step is. And this goes for high schoolers getting ready to go to college. A lot of people tell you to take the traditional route. But if you want to take a year, as long as you focused and you're dedicated to going to school and you doing what you got to do during this year, take it. Go ahead. Because I dove into college. I literally dove. I literally woke up one day and I was no longer in my mom and dad's house. And 4 years later, I'm getting ready to graduate to end up right back in my mom and dad's house. To try, not try and pick up where I left off, because I want to say that I've grown. But just to have a sense of comfortability, just a little bit before I get into that world, y'all. Until I get to that world. I was even thinking, like, maybe you're just taking this gap year to procrastinate getting out there and being on your own and being an adult. And I beat myself up about it. I'm like, man, don't do it. Just go straight through. Do what you got to do. Go straight through. You know, too many people that went straight through, you can go straight through. But it just wasn't for me. After all that contemplating, it just wasn't for me. I don't want to say I can't. I'm just unable to. So I hope this video helped you. I feel like I end all the videos with that. I hope I was able to help you. Because even though I say that because I feel selfish. Because I sit here and I talk about myself the whole entire time. And then I have the nerve to try to say, oh, I hope it helped you. If it did, let me know. But I really do. If listening to this can help anybody, if I'm able to help anybody, I don't know. I'll be elated with joy. If anybody's able to relate with me, I'll be elated with joy. So I do apologize for saying it at the end of every video. I know it gets repetitive, but I really, like I said, if I could in any type of way, that excites me so much because I want to. That's what I'm here for. I want to show that a normal person like me, who you might not think people are like you until they actually listen to you and tell you like, oh my God, I relate. And when they tell you that, it's just like, okay, I'm not alone in this world and I got somebody to understand. And know that you got somebody to understand and go through the same shit as you. It's like, okay, I'm not alone. I can talk to that person. I can reach out to that person. I can confide in that person. So that's why I really do hope that you can take something out of this. And maybe it'll make your decision easier. And maybe it'll make you realize that you're normal if you're panicking about whether or not you should do this. And I'm here to help if anybody has any questions or comments or concerns. And I will most definitely be doing another segment where I'm going to talk about life during the first 6 months of my gap year. And then I'm probably going to make another one after the gap year to discuss reflections. To reflect on the year and where I'm at and if I achieved those goals and if I stood by what I said I was going to do. So look forward. This is not the end of this conversation. So thank you guys for listening. It's obvious that I had to re-record this part of the segment because I was trying to edit and I lost a lot of content. Well, not a lot of content. I lost about 5 minutes of content. So I decided to re-record this just to do an outro. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in this week. We're going to try to be a little bit more consistent with our schedule, and I'll see you when I see you.